Hello.
Yeah, hi, is this Joel?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Joel. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Local Splash. You asked for some call on some information for
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You're in La Habra. Okay. California. We're in Fountain Valley, so we don't get a lot of calls from California. We work with other states, but that's really cool to see someone local. That's awesome. So you were with us before, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, tell me a little bit more of what happened, so that way I can understand a little bit more of, you know, kind of what you're looking for. And we'll go over some different options. But I just want to know, you know, the reason why you didn't stick with us.
I had a contract with you guys.
Okay.
And I was paying $200 a month for the deed.
Okay.
And the problem is that for 7 months, I did not even make the $200 to pay you for the rate for the lease. So
okay,
it was only, they were always only promises and everything, but never went. I didn't see anything.
Gotcha. Okay. I see you're actually on the first. You're in La Habra, correct? Just want to confirm the business.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know that you're coming up on the first page of Google in La Habra, right? You're like the
second. I know. I know. Everybody's been seeing the same thing. Yes.
No, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. So look, I'm not here to offer you the same program you had because obviously that didn't work. There's a new program called Google Guaranteed. Okay. So that's the reason for the phone call to talk to you about that program. So Google just came up with this new program about a year and a half ago. So with Google Guaranteed, it's a paper lead service, okay? So you're only paying for the qualified leads that you get. If it's a lead that's not qualified, then you're not going to pay for it because we're going to be able to dispute that lead for you, okay? Now, Google came out with this program because, look, having your Google Business profile, that's okay, right? Like it, you know, some people see results, some people don't, okay? The reason why Google came up with Google Guaranteed is because they want to guarantee your customers that you're a top recommended option, and it's a cost per lead. So that's the difference. When it comes to SEO, Joel, with SEO, it's a hit or miss, right? Like if we're listing you on the first page of Google, you might get phone calls, you might not, but there's no really like a crystal ball for me to say, hey, you know what, tomorrow you're going to get 5, and the next day you're going to get 10, and the next day you're going to get 15. We can't really do that, right? Would you agree? That's just the way it would work, right? But with the Google Guaranteed, you're actually going to receive leads 100% directly from Google, okay? So I just have a few questions to see if you even, you know, can get into the program. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, gotcha. All right, so are you able to receive text messages on this phone, right?
Right.
Okay, I want to show you some of the companies that are using Google Guaranteed so that way you know how it looks like. You know, that way you have, I'm a very visual person, so like I like to just kind of see how it looks, you know? So maybe you're the same way, maybe you're not, but I just like to see things in order for me to really see what's going on, right? So, do you know the company called Reliable Appliance Heating and Air, by chance?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is their profile. This is just an example, okay, of the Google Verified program. So if you open up that link, excuse me, you're going to see these guys coming up in the sponsored section. But if you open up their profile, do you see where it says Verified?
I buy parts from them. And the main thing of everything, like to don't make it long,
mm-hmm.
What you're telling me is that Google word key means, what I understood is that one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
We're going to secure the job.
Yes. Yes, that's why it's, so just so you know, for an appliance repair, in your zip code, and then I looked up this information on Google's back office, okay? So in your own zip code, give me 1 second, let me just pull it up real quick. Okay, your zip code here, alright, give me 1 second. okay, so you're still the same zip code as your profile, right? The zip code that I see here is 90631, correct?
Right.
Okay, cool. So looking on appliance repair in your zip code, it's $52 per lead, okay? So, but that's got to be a secured lead, right? So if it's someone that's calling you for something else, then you're not going to pay for that lead, you know? So that's why Google came up with this program, because it's pretty much giving you that, like, hey, we're going to send you leads, and these are legitimate qualified leads. It's not a shared lead, right? So this is an actual call that's going directly to you, okay? So if you look at, like, the company appliance or reliable appliance, the difference is where it says sponsored and it says verified. It'll say this business has been verified by Google. So they do ask for a license check. They make sure that you don't have anything on your background, and they make sure that you have insurance for the business. Do you have anything that's outstanding on your background, like, you know, armed robbery, arson, murder, anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, you would definitely qualify for that option. And this would just be a one-time setup fee, application fee, so that we would send you the application to fill out. You put all this information in the application, or we can have a representative help you. Once you are approved, okay, then you're going to start receiving those calls directly from Google. Okay?
And it's going to be $55 per lead.
No, $52
per lead.
And that's correct.
How does that work? Like, how am I supposed to pay the $52?
Great question, okay? So the first step, the first thing we got to do, this is the way it would work, okay? So let's say you say, hey, Chris, I want to try Google Guaranteed, okay? We're not going to charge you for your optimization on your profile, any of that. We're literally going to put you on the sponsored section right next to Reliable Appliance Heating and Air, okay? So you'll have your spot there. Once you pass your background check, you submit your licensing and proof of insurance, then Google is going to start charging you per lead, okay? So you're going to have a dedicated account manager here that's going to be dedicated to your account, making sure you're getting the best results, okay? You're going to also have a tracking and reporting system. This tracking and reporting system, one of the things that we have new, we didn't have before, is our Local Splash app. So if you go onto your cell phone and you download Local Splash, you're going to have an app. So every call that goes through is going to be tracked and recorded, so it's a 100% good lead, you know? If it's not a good lead, then we can dispute it and get you that money, the $52 back for that lead, okay?
Okay.
So if they call you and they hang up, or they call you and they, you know, it's out of your service area, or they call you and it's something you don't do, you're not going to get charged for that lead. So that guarantees you that you get the best quality leads in the area. So it's more of a for sure thing versus, well, let's just get your company on the first page of Google and see what type of results you get, you know? So Google came out with this new program because a lot of companies like Home Advisor, Angie's, House, Porsche, they're coming up with a similar program where they charge you per lead, but Google said, wait a minute, if they're using my platform, why don't I just sell leads to my customers directly? And that's why this program is new, and it's the I love this program because it's more of a secure type of thing, right? It's not a what if. It's a, you know, where you're going to pay for the lead, it's going to be a quality lead.
So basically what you're telling me is that whenever there is a customer looking for a repair, mm-hmm. and as soon as they push my website or my application, I'm going to have to pay for that customer.
No, not on your website. No, they got to call you directly.
And it doesn't matter if I perform the job or they decide to decline the job. It doesn't matter if I have to pay for the lead.
Great question. That's a really good question. If they call you and you don't answer, or they call you and they hang up, or you don't get a chance to talk to them, you're not going to pay for that lead. If they call you and you actually talk to them and you give them a quote, then you would pay for that lead, right?
Regardless if they want to hire me or not.
Well, it depends, right? So if they just, you know, get a quote and then you don't get the job, we can dispute that.
But in the meantime, I'm going to have to pay for that.
No. You're going to have a budget allocated to Google Verify. So once you get approved for the program, there's a budget activation, and then those leads, it's like a little bank, you know, like a little balance, right? So once you get approved, you have a balance for leads. If you get a lead that's not qualified, then we're going to credit you that lead back as quickly as possible, right? Sometimes I see you carry it back that same day. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some kind of a fund, and that way you will deduct $52 on your own.
Well, not us. Google will, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's the other thing I don't like. First, it's kind of expensive per lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to have an account for you guys to have access to it. And you're going to be able to manipulate my account. I don't like that.
Well, the way it would work, right? So it's we're not putting in the money in for you. You're putting in the money yourself,
right?
So here's the way it works, okay? When we do the programming for Google Verified, okay, we're going to focus on jobs that you want to get found for. So basically, we'll do the optimization of the keywords in the Google Verified section. So, you know, let's say, you know, looking at your website, you're doing a little bit of everything, right? So if someone's like, hey, I want to, you know, kind of get my toaster, you know, repaired, that's not going to be a keyword we're going to have you found for. But if it's like a washing machine, if it's a stove or an oven, or if it's a refrigerator, then that's going to be worth your time, right? So we're going to focus on the keywords that are going to be worth your time for those leads, right? We don't want to focus on the jobs that you really are not going to really focus on. So that's the main goal here, right? Is to get you found for those jobs that you really want, and it's really going to pay for itself. Now, the second thing is we're going to focus on the zip codes that you really want to focus on. Right now, you're coming up on the first page in La Habra, but I'm pretty sure you're able to go to different cities, right, around the area?
Right.
Right? So if you're looking for certain cities that pay a little bit more, because, you know, I used to live in Anaheim, but we all know that in Anaheim, Orange County, you have Huntington Beach, you got Newport Beach, you got Costa Mesa, and you got Irvine. These are bigger cities where people are willing to pay top dollar because they're some of the most expensive cities in Orange County, right? Now, if you have your ads in Santana, if you have your ads in, you know, Fullerton or other places, well, they're not going to pay as much as they were, you know, if you're focusing on those types of areas. So that's what we'll also do with this, is target your leads where you want to really spend your money on. But once again, with this is more of a controlled type of platform where you're going to see the results. So that's the difference between what you were using before and what the Google Guarantee program is. So that's the difference. If you were paying for 7 months and you were paying $250, you were paying to get your company on the first page of Google and see if someone would call you. Does that make sense? It's that online presence, but since you didn't have any success with it, then I could see that, right? Because it's not like they're guaranteeing you a lead. Excuse me. They're not going to guarantee you that lead. So here it's more of a direct service where, you know, Google does all this stuff to keep you on the top of that sponsor section so you can get those results. So it's a little more expensive, but it works. I mean, for I've been here for 7 years, and that's something that I would have, you know, I think you were with us for almost, you know, like 7 months, almost a year. But the person that initially talked to you, I think we had it before. We had it for a year and a half. So I would have offered you that to begin with, you know. that's just me, right? My perspective on this type of program versus the program that he initially signed you up for, right?
And there's how much money is supposed to cover my policy to be able to work with you guys?
Oh, great question. Let me look at Google's back office. Give me one second. For the insurance, right, you said?
Right.
Okay, cool. Let me give me one second. I'll tell you exactly. Going into Google's back office right now. Let's see what the insurance policy minimum is. It's usually different for, like, different industries. So let me see what it is for you. TV. Okay. So we're going to do appliance repair. Appliance repair. Okay, here we go. All right. So for appliance repair, let me see. You're looking at $250 in general liability. That's minimum insurance.
$250K.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have $250 in insurance?
I can't remember how much I have.
Mm-hmm. I think the lowest is $250. Like you know, usually when you get a policy, and like the highest are like $2 million plus. But usually the starting off minimum is $250. I've never seen anything lower than $250, to be honest with you. So I think that's the minimum, like, that they have for coverage.
I can't remember how much is my policy, but there is company, like you guys, they were asking me to have a policy of 1 million.
No. Here, I'll send this to you directly from, this is directly from Google's back office. Yeah. So I don't know what company was that, do you know?
It was another company working for Google.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I'm looking at, this is directly from their back office. So this is what Google is saying. It says vertical, appliance repair, region, California. And it says license required. It's your state license for appliance repair or service dealer's registration. And then insurance requirement, a minimum of $250 in general liability.
So, and the other thing that the other company, they were asking me for my W-9 form to fill it out.
That's very strange. I don't know what they were looking at or what we have access directly to Google's back office, and this is what they're like. I'm typing this on their back office right now, so I don't know where they're getting a million from if the requirement minimum is $250. Which is good, right? Now, if you were doing, like, a general contractor, or if you're doing, like, HVAC or electrician, or if you're doing, like, you know, plumber, yeah, I know that they usually require a minimum of $1 million. But, like, for industries like landscaping or, you know, appliance repair or what's the other one? Goodness gracious. Junk removal and stuff like that, it's not that much, because it's like how much is an appliance? You're not going to really repair an appliance that's like so much money, right? You know, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, maybe an industrial, like, you know, fridge or like an industrial freezer. I've seen those be like are very expensive, or like an industrial range or something like that. Or I don't know if you're also doing like patio, like those like islands and stuff like that. So. But yeah, when it comes to this, it's just they're requiring $250. So,
and how much is a badge to have in my background?
Oh, great question. So in order to run an application through Google, so the application will ask you for three things primarily, okay? You're going to enter the business name, you're going to enter the licensing and insurance, all that good stuff, and then they're going to do a background check. So once you pass your background check, then you get approved for that, okay? The background check, right, it's $250. So it's a one-time setup fee, $250 application fee, and then once you get approved, then you start paying for the leads. So, it's a one-time fee only. So once you get approved, then the leads will start going to you directly.
How much is the badge that you're supposed to have?
The badge? What do you mean the badge?
How much? I didn't get the way you collect the money of the $72 that went for every lead.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. Okay. So you're asking your budget, like your budget activation, your budget. Oh, got it. Sorry about that. Okay. So it's $52 per lead. The budget activation, once you get approved with the program, give me 1 second. I'll say exactly what their budget activation is like to have in the bank, or they call it a little bank. Okay. It's not really a bank, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like your rollover minutes before when you had a cell phone. Okay. So it's $52 a lead for 13 leads minimum. That's the first time. So to activate that, you're looking at
$678.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. I'm going to read the information you sent me. And what was your name?
My name is Chris.
And you want to be my manager?
Yeah, so what I would do, right, so I would help you, number one, is enter the information into the back office for Google, and you're going to have, you spoke to a couple people here. I think the last person you spoke to was Catherine, right?
It was today.
Yeah, today. Catherine. It was Catherine. She put a couple notes here. She put the following, okay? Spoke to Joel about reactivating the account. You had mentioned that you were having issues before. You didn't see a lot of results. And then, she kind of advised you of a couple different changes that we have made in a new program, which that's why I'm calling you about the new program. But you're going to have a dedicated account manager, so I'm pretty sure, like, don't hold me hostage to it, but I think it would be Catherine that would be the person that would be in charge of your Google Verified. So that person's going to be 100% attached to your account, so that way you're getting the best possible results. Because at the end of the day, Joel, if you're spending, let's say you spend $250 for the application, right, to send to Google, right, that's not too bad, okay? But the thing is, if you're investing $600 on your leads, you got to see the results, right? Like, if you're not seeing results, then what's the whole point of even sticking for 2-3 months? Like, after the first month, you should, you know what I mean? So I'm sorry that, the program that we had for you, I mean, I could see that you're ranking on the first page, but once again, it's not about ranking. It's about you getting jobs, right? That's the idea here is not for you to rank, but for you to get jobs. Right, so if this program will get you those jobs directly from Google in a lead form, which is a little bit more expensive, but you're gonna land the job, I mean, it's gonna be worth it, right? That's the difference in the program. And then once again, if you're getting leads of unqualified leads, then first of all, we're gonna definitely try to avoid that, so that way you're focusing on the jobs that you really want. Right,
and then the customer is going to communicate straight to my phone number and everything.
100%. So yeah, there's two ways of communicating with you. You have a tracking and reporting system. So basically, if they don't get a hold of you, they'll send you a direct message. Okay. Now, if you call them back and you quote them, right, because the call will be recorded, then you'll get charged. If you call them back and you don't get a hold of them, you're not going to get charged for that lead. So that's another good benefit.
But how you know that they didn't call me back or anything?
Well, because the tracking and reporting that we're going to have with the service. Yeah, so everything gets tracked. You're going to have you're going to have your own ID. This ID is going to be with the system because Google's going to want to track all the success that you're having with it. So if you're not seeing success with it, it's like, why pay $52 if you're not going to get the job? That's the whole point of this, right? So it's like right now you're like, oh, man, it's a little scary. It's a little expensive. But if you get the job at $52, then that's great, because it'll pay for itself for the most part, But if you're not getting jobs and you're paying the $52, then that's the scary part, That's where I can see the concern. I can see the concern. I can see it 100%. Right.
That's what happened the last time I was with the contract with you guys, and that's why he didn't like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay? So last time, let me send you exactly what we did for you last time, okay? So think about it this way, okay? We're in California. I live in California as well, right, obviously. Have you been to Las Vegas, right?
I have. Yes.
Okay. I love Vegas. Well, I don't know about now because it's a little bit dead, okay? But, okay, picture this, okay? What you were paying for before is online exposure, having your company on Google. That's what you were paying for. So picture it this way, okay? When you're going into Las Vegas Strip, okay, and they have a lot of, like, billboards, and they have a lot of casinos, and people are giving you flyers and cards and everything, that's just presence. That's just advertisement. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go to their casino, their restaurant, or their show, right? Would you agree?
Right.
So you were paying for that exposure. Like, if people go or not, they're still paying for those billboards. They're still paying for those flyers. They're still paying for that shiny sign that they have outside the bar. They're paying for those huge, like, you know, billboards that are just colorful and everything. They're paying a lot of money for that, but that doesn't guarantee, you know, that people are going to go to your casino. It's going to give you that opportunity. They might go, they might not, but, right? So now picture it this way, okay? Now, if I were in Las Vegas and I told you, you know, come in here because you're going to get a free drink, okay, or you're going to get a free show, but you have to pay for the limo ride. Okay, well, in that case, yeah, it's going to be more of a guarantee because you're already paying for the drink, or you're going to get a free drink, but you're already going to pay for the limo ride. So it's more of a direct marketing type of solution, right? So that's what was happening before. Before, you had the online exposure, but it's just not everybody's going to, you know, go to your business, right? You might be up there, but it's not always going to work, right?
Right.
With the Google Guarantee, that's why Google said, okay, if they're, you know, if my customers are looking more for leads, why not give them leads? And that's why the Google Guarantee program came up. That's why it's called Google Guaranteed. Google Verified, right?
And so, when you decide to try the system the way you're telling me, mm-hmm. is there a contract or you can cancel or anything?
No. There's no contract to this. Like, the last thing we want to do is offer you something that's not going to work, especially if you canceled with us before. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I wouldn't offer you something that it was not going to work for your business, right? That's just me being, like, you know, very straightforward with you. Like, I'm not going to offer you something that's not going to work for you, and there's no contracts here. You know, the thing here is that you can dictate how much you want to allocate to your leads. And you can shut them off, you can pause them, you can, you know, keep the steady flow of leads coming in, right? So there's no contract. If once you get verified on Google, you can pause, you can start, you can grab more leads whenever you want after your first initial budget activation, right? And that's the cool thing. Yeah, so that way you're not like, oh, my God, I'm stuck with 600 and something every single month. No. The 13 leads is just to activate the budget. Once you're done with those 13 leads, you can always replenish more. You say, let's say you want, hey, I want 5 leads per month. That's it. Okay, cool. If you wasted or you spent those 5 leads and there were good customers, okay, well, let me get 5 more. And then 5 more leads. And then we want to get you to a system where you're spending money, but it's actually getting you a good return on investment. And that's like we went with this program with Google as a partner. Instead of selling Google ads and doing the SEO. SEO is okay. It can work, but sometimes it's not a guarantee that you're going to get the customers, right?
Okay. Let me look at the policy, the rules and the paperwork you sent me, and I'm going to think about it, and I will get back to you as soon as I decide.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about something like this? Is that something you feel would be beneficial for your business, or – I mean, what are your thoughts? Are you thinking it's too expensive, or you feel like it's not going to get you a good return?
It's unpredictable because I've been on the business, on the field, doing this kind of job for over 20 years, and mm-hmm. there's different, there's up and downs all the time. And the most complicated part is when you're paying for leads and you're not getting any job.
Mm-hmm. Who have you paid leads before through?
It was a Yelp.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yellow Pages, I think. I can't remember who else. And that way, it definitely doesn't work for me. So there's so many people that I talk to, they've been paying for leads through Yelp, and they're so happy with them. But it was not my case. My case, it was so complicated because I was paying for leads and never get any leads.
Yeah, it depends what industry, yeah. Maybe there were different industries, I'm assuming, right?
It was construction.
Okay, yeah. It depends. With Yelp, we also sell Yelp ads, too, or Yelp leads, but honestly, here's the thing about Yelp, okay? And I can see why you had a bad experience with Yelp, okay? Yelp was created more for food, right? Like, when I think of Yelp, I think of food, like restaurants. And rating restaurants and so forth. So Yelp expanded their services to, you know, other home services like appliance repair and so forth. But, you know, not a lot of people go on Yelp to look for things. There's just a small selective group that they're called Yelpers, right? Like, they really love Yelp. And I personally don't go on Yelp when I look for stuff. If I'm looking for stuff myself, I primarily go on Google, right? That's where I look for the most part. But, you know, for some industries it might work, but some industries I haven't seen a really good return on investment, right? Yellow Pages, I used to use Yellow Pages and White Pages when they were an actual book. I'm in my early 40s, right? So, do you remember the big phone books, right? That's the only time I really used that. So, after that, they try to go digitally, they try to go online, but it's not the same, right? Like, you know, it's something that I don't know. So I could see where you're like, man, like I'm paying for leads and it just didn't really get me a good return on investment. So, you know, at the end of the day, I know that this would, you know, once again, just to recap, it's $52 a lead. The application fee for something like this, you're looking at $250. I don't know. I could possibly do something about giving you a better price on the setup fee or the application fee. Just because you've had you were with us before, I don't know if that'll help you make a decision, but obviously once you do get approved, then you start taking on those leads directly from Google, and there's no long-term contract. So if you're not seeing a return on investment, you know, within the few first months, I mean, you're not gonna buy any more leads. You know, that's just who would? I wouldn't, right? So
right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about it. And the other thing is a little hard for me is that mm-hmm. I'm going to say there's a lead or a job from you guys, mm-hmm. and it's in the middle of nowhere. I have to drive all the way to the middle of nowhere. And then the other one mm-hmm. on the opposite way, it won't work like that either.
No. So the way that this would work, just so you know, is we're going to do two things to make sure this campaign works, okay? So number one is we're going to do what's called target marketing, okay? Before, when you had our services, we were in a 10-mile radius of where your business is located, okay? So I could see here, you know, you're coming up. If I type in appliance repair in La Habra, you're coming up, okay? That's a for sure. But outside of La Habra, it's very hard to find because there's surrounding cities, okay? So what this would do is it would get you, you know, you would want to give us a list of the zip code you want to get found for, so that way you're focusing on the different cities you want to focus on, right? So that's what it would do for you. And then the other thing is that you're going to select the keywords. So we're going to have targeted keywords to make sure that you're coming up for the services you really want. Because once again, if someone's having you come out just for a toaster, it's not, like, there's no point, right? Like, I'm just making this up, right? And obviously this is not true. But, you know, it's having you come up for, you know, the services that you want to come up for. So if it's like dryers, if it's ranges, you know, if it's like freezers and stuff like that, then yeah, it's going to be worth your while because you know, depending on how much the appliance is, then, you know, you're going to charge, you know, adequately, right? So that's what this is. So it's more of a targeted kind of more focused campaign than just having your listing on Google, right? That's the difference between this program. And then the other program is the optimization, which is your SEO, search engine optimization. So that's the difference between the two things, right? So yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's controlled, and you're going to have someone dedicated to your account that you can talk to. You know, that person's going to be the go-to person when it comes to your account. Because if you're splitting, right. if you're investing that much money into your leads, then it has to work. I mean, plain and simple. You know, we're not going to charge you, or like, you know, you're not going to keep paying $52 a lead if it's not going to get you the results. And that's why the program is called Google Guaranteed, right? It's because Google's guaranteeing you and your customers that you're a top recommended option. So here are the companies that are using it right now, just so you know, okay? You got Reliable Appliance. You got another company called Appliance Service or Servers Union. Kind of weird name. Have you heard of that company?
The which one?
Appliance Servicers Union? Appliance Servicers Union?
No, never. No.
Nash Appliance Group? Or
National Appliance Group?
Yeah.
No.
Same Day Appliance Repair? Mr. Vicks? Okay.
No, neither that
okay.
one.
Cool. So the one that you know is just a Reliable Appliance Heating and Air, right? That's the only one you know? Okay.
Right, or Cold Spark or different places. But
okay. Mm-hmm.
Like Reliable, there is so many different stores in the area, or actually not local, but here in California.
Yeah. You could tell that they're a really big company. There are 4.9 and 2,000 reviews. The other companies, we can definitely outrank them. Like this, there's a company called Appliance Servicers Union. Here, let me send you the link on this guy. He only has 9 reviews, and he's ranking number 2. In the sponsored section in the Google Verified.
Oh, that's appliance repairs?
Yeah, the company called Appliance Servicers Union.
Maybe it's a new company, but Reliable is a parts distributor.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that they're coming out for appliance repair as a team.
No way.
I swear to God. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, here, I'll send you this right now. So I typed in the keyword for, here we go. I'm sending this to you right now. Yeah, I'm not going to, I'm telling you, like, you know, I'm not going to tell you something.
But did you start doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. They're coming up in the Google Guaranteed section, yeah, in the Google Verified.
Here, because I've been buying parts from them for a long time, and I've been asking if they run service calls to the customers, and they always say no.
Well, maybe they just started this new year. When's the last time you bought parts from them?
Let me think, like 3 days ago.
Okay. When's the last time you asked if they did service calls?
Like when was that? Like 2 months ago.
Okay. Maybe they started this new year. Because I've been speaking to a lot of companies, because we do business all over the U.S., and then there's a lot of tile. Like, you know how there's places where they have, like, a tile shop where you go into their showroom and see tile?
Right.
And a lot of these companies, what they're doing is they're like, okay, well, I'm selling tile, but all the subcontractors that are buying my tile are installing them, and they're buying the material very cheap because they're getting it wholesale, and then they're making, like, thousands of dollars on an install. Right, so they're like, okay, well, if these guys are doing it, why don't I have my own crew do it? So I've been speaking to a lot of companies where they're like, you know what? No, like I'm just going to have my team or build a team that can do it. You know, we can do it. So we'll sell the material and we'll go install it ourselves and then capitalize on those jobs. So since the beginning of the year, I've been super busy because all these people that I call during, like, you know, November,
they're buying lists from you guys?
Who, Reliable Appliance? No, we're not working with anybody right now. So you would be the first company we work with for appliance in your area.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but I'm just giving you, like, examples of companies that are there using this program, and they're doing really good.
That's what I'm saying. They're using your program to do this. You got that company with you guys, like working for you guys?
Oh, no. We don't have a company right now working for appliance repair in your area. I'm looking at Google's back office, the companies that are working with Google using this service. Right?
But not Local Splash.
No, they're not working with Local Splash. Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
That's why if we get you on there, you're going to be right below them, and you're going to be there's two companies that are right below them. There's Appliance Servicers, and I'm sending this to you via email. And then there's the very top one is Appliance Service Union. And this is when I type in Appliance Repair La Habra, and then you have their listing of the Google Verified. I don't know if you saw the text message that I sent you earlier on how the Google Verified listing looks.
No, not yet. I'm going to look at them because I'm on the phone right now, and I'm going to look at them afterwards.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than your regular Google Business Profile. It'll just have a badge of authenticity that you've been passed your background check and then did everything else, right? So it just what it's doing is telling the customer, look, choose this company, J&J Residential, you know, Appliance, because they're a legitimate company, right? That's what they're doing. That's where you're paying for that top spot, right?
Well, the thing is that I'm gonna have to check on everything. But you sent me, like, to make sure I'm going to be safe. I'm not sure if I'm going to qualify because I have some things on my background. I don't know if I'm going to qualify or not.
Okay. So talk to me about qualify. Like, what do you mean on your background?
Right.
In the past 7 years or no?
It was recently.
Oh, okay. Let me explain what they look for in the background, okay? So when they run a background check, they're looking for felonies like murder, armed robbery, arson, terrorism. They don't care about misdemeanors. If it's a misdemeanor, they don't care about that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be safe then because it was an incident that somebody was saying that I was trying to kill my wife with a weapon.
No, was it like a felony or misdemeanor?
Well, it was a weapon involved. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor?
Well, were you charged with that or was it just an allegation?
They're still investigating.
Oh, okay. Then you're good. As long as you don't have anything that went through on your background. Right?
I'm not sure if he's going to go on my background or not, but I'm going to find out.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, that you know, for the most part, what they're looking for is what Google's looking for the background check is just mainly, like, big things that actually went through and were processed in court. If it's still in the process or if it's still, like, you know, like, it being investigated, it hasn't gone through your record, you should be fine. You know what
okay.
I mean? Yeah.
Let me check the paperwork you sent me, and I'm going to think about it, and I'll communicate with you guys.
Okay. When do you think I can follow up with you on something like this? Just so I can
it's unpredictable. I'm going to have to check out several things that I'm going to have to make sure that I'm going to be on the same spot. I mean, on the right spot.
Gotcha. Okay. So, should I even follow up with you, or are you gonna follow up with me? What do you think is the next step?
Yeah, I'm gonna call you guys. I'm gonna call you back.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, sounds good. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Right. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye.